Okay, so we move on. Zayin Amud Beis. I have to mention to you, I saw here Rav Steinman Sefer, yes, the kasha. I had seen this kasha many years ago in the Chidah. It's a very interesting question, which leaves room for a lot of clarity back and forth. Rav Steinman asks that we know that in a lav hanitik lasei, you don't get melted. A lav hanitik lasei, on a lav, a regular lav, there's malchus. Someone eats nevela, there's malchus. We learn that from the lav of Lysasim Sharbadisha. It says Lysasim Sharbadisha, but a parsha of malchus. So we understand that every lav gets malchus. But it has to be a lav that's similar to Lysasim Sharbadisha, which is not a lav hanitik lasei. If you have a lav hanitik lasei, let's say someone steals, so there's no malchus because it's nitik, it's corrected by the assay of hashavas gezela. Or if someone is over on shluach hakein, someone takes the banim leisikach, so there's no malchus because it's nitik lasei of the afterwards sending away shall after shalach, you can send away even after you take. So a lav nitik lasei, you don't get malchus. So Steinman asks that every lav in the Torah is nitik to the assay of tshuva, to the mitzvah assay of tshuva, because tshuva undoes every lav. So why do you ever get malchus? Every lav in the Torah should be a lav hanitik lasei. He says tzarachian. Exactly why he mentions it here, I'm not sure. I think he's going on the idea of the lav being more chomor, and it's still corrected by the assay, so he mentions it. But he says tzarachian on this kasha. Now, I think there's a logical teretz to the kasha. But it is. It's an asloik as chuyas.
Yeah, but my feeling is stole. You fixed it. You returned it.
Right.
Okay, so nevela. The money.
So by stealing, you're right. What about my nevela? If you ate nevela, somebody ate nevela, he does tshuva, it fixes up the lav. The lav turns into a schus. Comes a
saver. It still has a stomach.
No, they would have the veil in the stomach. The veil is to eat in the veil.
The mouth is part of the heart. It's not just the chew. The chew itself is not helping with this person not to organize.
We're saying that every lav, as Nitik lasei, doesn't get malchus. So, we don't say that since he stole, part of the chew is malchus. We say, no, this is a lav of Nitik lasei. So why don't we say the same thing? Every lav is nitik to the assay of tshuva. Even if he doesn't do tshuva, right? Geneva, even if he doesn't return it, he still doesn't get malchus. Because since geneva could be returned, so therefore, even if you don't return it, since it could be returned, it's a lav nitik lasei. So you didn't have any kapara, but since you could have, so why isn't tshuva, what's better? Someone steals and then returned it, or someone ate nevela and did tshuva? I think someone didn't nevela, they did tshuva. No, but there's a logical reason. What's the logical sorrow? Why make it tasty? You're saying it, but you have to prove it. Yeah, but has that answered the question? It's true.
So it's not the assay is not limited to the lav.
The lav is limited to the assay.
Yeah, but this assay is not the there's no, you don't have to be over a lav to be kind of assay. So it's not.
Why? So you ever assay and be kind of assay?
Because it's true about assay.
If you do a different aveira, if you do an assay. With no averis, you can do tshuva. It's impossible to do tshuva if you didn't do any averis. That's the kasha. Why it says a rights of a tshuva? They say, Baruch Hashem, a rights of a tshuva. Hashem doesn't want a tshuva, he wants you to do averis. Excuse me? If what? Rabbi Tshuva? You say it's not what the Torah meant. A Karcha is not with the Torah.
You're
trying to
say it's like eating the lab at all?
I don't know. If you return to Zayla, it's like you never stole. I don't know. It mitigates it, I guess. It lessens the lav. I'm not sure what it means. The lav is nitiklase. So if someone returns it without doing tshuva, I don't know. I don't know. He has no lav. But it's less. It's less than
nothing. Tshuva also makes it less. Tshuva does the same thing. It makes it less.
Tshuva probably does more. Tshuva can make it l'schuya. Tshuva me'ahava does. Makes haver into schus. So, not like the schuyas. I was thinking is that the kasha is not a kasha, because what's the whole reason a lav hanitik lase doesn't get malchus? Because you learn it out of leisachim sharbedishai. So sharbedishai is not a lav hanitik lase, so you'll get malchus, and it's not a lav hanitik lase. But leisachim sharbedishai itself is nitik to the assay of tshuva. So it's not a chsarin. The reason Lav Anitik say doesn't get Malkus is because it's not similar to Vlaisas and Sharbidisha. Vlaisas and Sharbidisha itself is Nitik to the Asay of Tshuva. That itself is Nitik to the Asay of Tshuva. So you see that the Asay of Tshuva doesn't undo the Malkus.
So Akash.
Why?
Every Lav Anitik say is like Vlaisas and Sharbidisha.
Oh, so you could ask the kasha the way you're asking. So the follow-up would be, so how do you know a lav hanitik lase doesn't get malchus? Vesachs and shabbatisha itself is a lav hanitik lase, because it's a nitik lase of tshuva. Right? So it must be that it has to be similar to vesachs and shabbatisha, that it's only nitik lase of tshuva, not to any specific assay. It's got to be, no? It has to be similar.
Not
to
have another
essay
that has been
different.
Everything, even
though
it's
like
Sigma, is
different to the essay. Right. So everything is not to have Tshuva. So you need only that essay of Tshuva. In other words, maybe there you could plug in what you were saying, that it's not a specific, it has a specific essay, then it's not Daima, but otherwise it's Daima. I don't know, the whole Kasha is a nice Kasha. Yom Kippur time is a nice Torah. I'm loving it. I say Tshuva. Yom Kippur, you think about Tshuva all year round. Not the season. Okay. Let's see the Gemara Vayit. We're up to Ella, to another Ella. Ella Sakdai Techamina. When Yamid Beis, that's seven lines down, Ella goes back to the original Kasha. What was the original Kasha? Who needs a Leha? Why do I need a Leha? Of course you're not Miyabim, your daughter. What's the Havamina? A person will be Miyabim, his daughter. It's an assay against Lashish Bekaris. We tried to say a reason why we would have thought that if someone's own daughter falls to Yibam, that you may have. Ella, Sadech Amina Tisi B'mamatzinu. I would think you should bring it for a mamatzinu. Meishasach. What's a mamatzinu? A mamatzinu, less than a kavachayim. A kavachayim is one is kal and one's chama. Mamatzinus and two things are equal. The Torah is megala in one, so it's megala in the other. So forget about Dovah Shiyotim and Aklal, forget about Kalva Chaymer. Should I have a Mamatzinu? What's a Mamatzinu? Me Eishasach. Eishasach is also an Erevah. And Ma Eishasach Miyabma. You see, it could be Miyabim and Eishasach. Afa Chaysisha Tis Yabim. So the same thing, Achaysisha, you could do Yivim. So, therefore, I need a Pasuk of Aleha to tell you, no, you don't do Yivim to an Erevah. If there was no pasuk of Aleha, would I have said that just like it could be Yabim Eishasach, it could be Miyabim every single Erva? Hasam Chadi Surah. When you're Miyabim, your brother in law, that's the sister in law, that's one Aveira, one line. But Hacha Trei Surah. Now, when it's a brother in law being Miyabim, a sister in law, plus it's his daughter or some other relative. So it's two isurim. How can you compare one issur to two isurim? That's the Gemara's kasha. So here, two nekudas on this line. Gemara says hasam chad isura hacha trei isuri. First of all, this is the Ritva's makar that we don't stay with what we said earlier. Malichum rabba, malichum mezuta. Gemara the Amud Aleph said malichum rabba, malichum mezuta. So the Ritva says, you see from here that it's not a maskana. Here the Gemara says there's a difference, chari surah, trei surah. Difference is one lava, two lava. So we see that there's no, that's not la maskana. We do care if it's a chumar rabba, chumar zut. So first of all, the Ritva says that this Gemara is a raya, that the, what the Gemara said, the Yamar Alf is not a maskana. Maybe here it's different than one. I said the Rashba, the Ritva says what I said. The Rashba asks that how could you say Hocha Chari Suri, Hocha Trei Suri, we said Malachim Ramcha Suta? He says a teretz. I wasn't sure what he meant in the teretz. Maybe he's saying what you were saying, that his lashon is when it's Yisurim Chalukim, it's different. So he's saying that one aveira, if it's chamor or not, is mali, and if it's one alav or two lavim, let's see the svara. If it's one aveira, which is alav plus karis, mali from rama chamazuta. If it's two separate lavim, that's worse. Okay. So as I said, there are two nekudas here. One is this ritva. But the Ritva says that we have charato, or the Rashba only has it as a kasha. Yeah, it's a separate issue. When the Gemara says hacha chad iser, hasam trei iseri, pashup shat is that maybe the assay is daicha one mice assay, but when it's trei iseri mechitesi, if it's two mice assays, So I wouldn't say it. Right? The Gemara wanted to say it, just like in Naksof Eishasach, which is one Laisa say. In Naksof Eishasach plus an Erva, which is two. So Gemara says you can't say that. Maybe an Asay Naksof one Laisa say, Eishasach. It doesn't knock off two Laisa says. That's the, that's a Pashup Shat in the Gemara. There's a Taisvis on Gimel Amid Aleph, which we looked at, the Gimel Amid Beis, which I pointed out briefly when we were learning there. Now's the time to come back to it. Tosfos rejects this pshat, where it says there in the Tosfos, Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos, three lines on the bottom. Hechidachi Allah mi dami hasam chadi surach a trei suri haloi mefalginam bishum makaim the afinan klein betzitzis afal a trei suri. Taisus says that's not pshat in our Gemara. Hacha one, here it's two. Taisus says no difference. When I say it's stronger than a laisa say, there's no difference. One laisa say, two laisa says, mefalginam bishum makaim. There's no such chiluk. So Taisus holds that just like asay daicha lois asay daicha trei lois asays. And Taisus says b'shemak and Taisus nushas. Taisus says no place in shas do we have asay daicha lois asay only if it's one. No, asay is daicha trei lois asays also. That's the klal that Taisus says here. Asay is daicha trei lois asays. That's not pshat in this gemara. So what is pshat in this gemara? Taisus says, tell us. Taisus is not explaining our Gemara. Taisus is explaining the Gemara. Taisus says, no difference in a say against one lav and a say against two lav. So that's pshat in our Gemara, trei suri. What? What does Taisus say on the top of the next time? What does he say? It's what? That hoil vishvi after the Terence. Okay. The way the Marsha explains Taisvis, look at the Marsha, the list Marsha and Gimel Amud Beis. The Marsha explains the Gemara that the Gemara, when it says Hasam Chadi Surah, Hacha Trei Suri, means, doesn't mean one against two. Doesn't matter how many. I say it's Dechalav, it doesn't matter how many. It means that when it's Chadi Surah, Eishasach, so it's mitzvah sebekach. That's the tzura of the mitzvah. When it's one iser by Yavam, that you're miyabim, a sister-in-law, that's chadi isura, meaning that's the tzura of Yibum. Yibum is chadi isura. Yibum is to be miyabim, somebody who's one aveir to you. Mashenkim is trei isuri. when it's not only your sister-in-law, it's also your daughter. That's not mitzvah se bekach. Trei suri is not mitzvah se bekach of yibum. So therefore, the asay of yibum is not daicha. Asay of yibum is daicha one iser, because that's mitzvah se bekach. That's a tzuras ha-mitzvah. Just like klein betzitzis, the tzuras ha-mitzvah is one aveir. It's mitzvah se bekach. Masha'eke, when it's two aveiris, it's not mitzvah se bekach. So mehechi teisi, that it should be daicha. Why do I need a lehel? Why would I think it's daicha? So this is the way the Marshah, I think the Marshah needs to explain Taisus this way. That Taisus means, that's Pshat in the Gemara. It's not one against two. It's Mitzvah Seh Bekach against Ein Mitzvah Seh Bekach. That's how the Marshah learns Pshat in this Gemara. I'll add, according to the Marshah, what are we hearing? The Ritva's Taina falls away. The whole Ritva falls away. I told you, two Nekudas in Taisus. First, two Nekudas in the Gemara. One Nekuda was that the Ritva brings a raya from here. It says one against one Isur against two Isurim that we have Harata from Chumar Rabba Chumar Zuta. One Nekuda. Second Nekuda is Taisus Pshat in this Gemara. The Taisus is not Pshat one against two. What's Pshat? So the Mashah. Sosi Bekach Na'am Sosi Bekach. If you learn the Gemara like the Mashah, the Ritva's raya falls away. It could be, we do say Mali Chumar Rabba, Mali Chumar Zuta. We do say, what's the difference of big Aver and small Aver? Well, Mechalik, between Mitzvah Seh Bekach and Ein Mitzvah Seh Bekach, that's Mestamer. Yibum, it's Mitzvah Seh Bekach, Eishasach. It's a Svar, it's not because one is Rabba, one is Zuta. Eishasach and Bitoy are the same Isser. But one is Mitzvah Seh Bekach, and one is not Mitzvah Seh Bekach, it's a Svar of Chitzayim. According to that, Pashit, that the Ritva's the Taina falls away. The Ritva probably learned the other one, not probably, the Ritva certainly learned the Gemara the way Tais says not to learn. Comes out, Gabi al klolim, if I say daicha, what is daicha? And I think I put on the board the question of why did I say is daicha? Is daicha shtei lavim? That question, Taisus says for sure, ain't I say if I say is daicha one lav, it's daicha two lav, no difference. The Ritva probably didn't learn that way. In this Gemara, he didn't learn this way. At least in this Gemara, at this point, he learned that asay is dechachad asay, but it's not dechachrei. Asay is dechachad lois asay, and not trei lois asay. It appears that this Ritva argues with Taisus, certainly argues in Shabbat Gemara with Taisus. And so it seems the din of asay dechachad, shtei lois asay, which Taisus is beferish, is something that. That's a machlokes rishayim. The leima fagina b'shemakim. To me, it's a good taina to the Ritva. I don't know, because we know I'm not machalik anywhere in Shas. I don't know.
This doesn't affect the
learning
project. It's too loud. How do you see
that? How did Tosis know it? Tosis, I don't know. Tosis says leima fagina b'shemakim. It doesn't explain which. Tosis just. Tosis Nushas, he said, no place in Shas. He means because Leimafagina. I'll tell you, they say, where did he know it from? They bring a couple of rayas from Tosis. Tosis Rishumakim, he doesn't explain. They bring rayas from case of Shtei Lavim. They bring first of all from Nazir. What did I say that Chalaisis was Nazir? And Nazir, there's a lav of Giluach plus a lav of Layachal Devarai. That's one place. Taisa Bishum Makim. Taisa means the Amakaimis and Shas where we find Shtei Lavi and the Gemara doesn't make a chilek. So one place is this case of a nazir, and another case is almana l'kayin gadol, which is lo yikach. Almana min ha'erusin l'kayin gadol. Almana min ha'erusin l'kayin gadol is not an asay, right? Kim besula ma'am b'vikachish is not an asua. And almana l'kayin gadol. We say it's alive. But really, it's two lavim. Because there's a din of Isha Grusha of Zaina Layikach, and there's a lav of Layachal Zara. So there are two lavim in cases where the Shas says, I say Dechalais, I say. There are cases in Shas. Gemara Stoma says, I say Dechalais, I say. And there are two lavim. There are two such examples. One is the example of Nazir, Giluach Nazir, which the Gemara said, Mitzayrin Nasei is Dechad Nazir. He didn't say, what do you mean? Nazir is Shtei Lavim. And one is Amana Mineiris Lekayim Gadol. The Gemara said, I say Dechalais, I say. It didn't say, what do you mean? Shtei Lavim. So Leima Falgina Bishamakim. Taisis doesn't mean that just there's no place in Shas. Taisis means there are places in Shas where it could have said something and it didn't say anything. So Taisis holds that in Svara there's no difference. If an essay pushes away one lice essay, an essay pushes away two lice essays. Taisis holds that the question is how to measure the two lice essays. If each lice essay is points, so you're right, if you have more points, so maybe it shouldn't work that way. But it's a klal and shas that essays, even if they're less points, knock off a lice essay, then it should be no different. Now, those two rayas, if I care, it would be a kasha on those who argue. That Amar Meirson, what do you mean? It's shtei lavim. So it's really, it's not so posh. These rayas, whoever brings them, they explain. Let's say Amar Lekayim Gadol. There's one lav of Layikach. There's one lav of Layichal Zara. So Tosfos holds it's two lavim, and still when I say it's daich. But really, you can answer that the lav of Layikach is an iser to take an Amar Lekayim Gadol. If the Asay pushes away the Lais Asay of Layikach, Memele's child's not a cholov. If the child's a cholov, he doesn't have an aveira. If it's not an aveira, because Tasei pushes away the one lav, so Layachal Zara, even Mela, there's no Layachal Zara. Mela, because there's no, it doesn't, the whole thing doesn't come up, if the child's not a cholov. So Layachal is a cholistic lav, so same thing by Nazir. There's an Issa Legalayach, there's an Issa Bayach Dvar. But if there's a Heta Legalayach, so he's not even a Chol Dvar, because his Neder was under circumstances where there's an Issa. So that the rayas go back and forth. The question of Asay Deicha Shtei Lavim is Machlekes Rishayim. They bring another Rishon. I don't know where it comes from. One of the Bali Taisis, as the Bar Plupta, and it's a Shaila. It's Machlekes in the Rishayim. If Asay Deicha Shtei Lavim, we're not going to. I don't think we're going to bump into it again. When we were learning Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the Gemara, the Mishnah, Chof Amid Aleph had a case of a Hedyit marrying a Grusha. The Mishnah said, Grusha Mechalutza L'Kayin Hedyit is an Isser Lav. What does that mean? If a Grusha falls to Yibam, to a Kayin Hedyit, it's an Isser Lav. How could a Grusha fall to Yibam? Husband died. Ramana. How could she be a Grusha? What's the answer? So Rashi said, Sha'ovar Ochiv Hameis Benosach Halutza. Rashi there said that the brother was Iver and married a Grusha Chalutza, and then he died, so fell to Iver. So when we learned that, we had a Kasha. I think Meritrius or Roshash or both. Now, why does Rashi have to say the brother did an Aveira? Say the brother was a Cholol, he married a Grusha, so an Aveira, and died and fell to him. Why did Rashi say Sha'aver Ochiv? So we had this Kasha on Rashi. So someone in Shir at the time brought a Raya from here that Shtela, that Rashi holds and I say is Becha Shtela. Why? Because if the brother was Iver and married a Grusha, then she becomes a Zaina also. Because when she doesn't be a sister, she has a Zaina. I think we looked it up then. Looked it up that the Chinuch says there's one Aveira to marry Grusha, one Aveira to marry Cholol. It's two different Aveiras. So Rashi is actually saying a Chiddush. The brother was a Kayin Hedyit married a Grusha. Now she's a Grusha and a Cholol. And he and a Zayna rather. It's a Grusha and a Zayna. She did this a Zayna. And now she falls to Yibam. It's a Raya. Rashi holds. I say that Chishtei Lavim. was a very nice raya that was mentioned here in Shir. Ezra, I think you said it. You remember that you said it. Isha. Oh, so Kayin is Chalala, right? Isha Zayin is only someone she's the Dain Kushan Tais. Okay, so we're learning Aseh Derech Elai Sasei. We're not going to come back to Aseh Derech Shnei Lavin. Only a few days left this year. So we're ending up Aseh Derech Shnei Lavin as a Machlokes Rishayim. We have a Beferish of Tosfos Aseh Derech Shnei Lavin. Yesterday I mentioned Aseh Derech Aseh. We're not going to come back to it again. Machlokes Rishayim. We had a Beferish of Rambam. The Rambam said that Yibum to Isurei Lavin Ve'aseh Lav or Naseh is Deicha because the Rambam said the Gzeira be Rishena to be a Shnia. This Drabanan goes on Lavim or Yisurei Asay. I mean, I tell you, you're allowed to be Miyavim Yisurei Lavim. You're allowed to be Miyavim Yisurei Asay. Explained yesterday to Nasei Bishav Al Tassadik Asay. So that's it. We're finished for the season. Asay Daicha Asay is Machlekes Rishayim. It's a Beferish Rambam that is Daicha. Asay Daicha Shtei Lav Machlekes Rishayim Beferish Taisus that is Daicha. So we have Mefurish, we have both Adaycha. The Gemara has a lashon that Ein Asei Daycha Loisa Seva Asei. We had it already. Ein Asei Daycha Loisa Seva Asei. So there are those who like to be medagdik and l'shaynis. Present company not included. We're usually happy, l'shaynim touch it this way, touch it that way, it's okay. But there are some of the l'shaynim that are very medagdik in the lashon Gemara. So that medagdik, asay, ein asay, doicha lois asay, ve asay. Vais dois, in asay, is doicha and asay. If asay is not doicha and asay, why would the Gemara use the lashon, ein asay, doicha lois asay, ve asay? You want to bring a raya, if you're medagdik in the lashon, you want to ask on the Rambam that we see, Gemara says, ein asay, doicha lois asay, ve asay. So it's a raya to the Rambam that Asay Daicha Asay. Mechayra, those who make that diuk, that since the Gemara said Ein Asay Daicha Lois Asay Ve Asay, Vais Daicha Asay is Daicha One Asay, Mechayra, you can make the same diuk to two Lois Asays. Ein Asay Daicha Asay Ve Lois Asay. Vais Daicha will be less. A Lois Asay Ve Lois Asay. Maybe it would be Daicha if you hold a Lois Asay is less than Asay. Can make the same deal. Okay, so much for those klalim. Let's go. The Gemara introduces a brand new concept that we never had in any of the yeshivish mesechtas. The chiddush. Zok the Gemara. Mal detei mahayil v'ishtri ishtri. No, I would have said hayil v'ishtri ishtri. A brand new idea. Hayil v'ishtri. Ishtari. I don't think anybody can convince me that this is an easy svara. Hayil the Ishtari, since one Aveira is mutter, so two Aveiras are mutter. You can do this even though there's one Aveiras. What's the difference? You can do it even if it's two Aveiras. You know what it means? And the Gemara said, Hacha Trei Suri. This is no. If one Aveira is okay, two Aveiras are okay. And the Gemara brings a makar for it. Motemer damino hayil the Ishtari. Ishtari the Tanya. And here, Dinei Tuma we're not accustomed to, so we have to understand that the Gemara here is talking about two Tuma issues. Two Tuma issues. Okay, there's one issue of walking onto the Har Habayis. The Har Habayis is the place in the back of the Kaisel. It's called the Har Habayis. That's Nachman Leviyah. There's a second issue of walking into the Ezras Yisrael, we'll call it the Azar. Ezras Yisrael, which is past the Shari Niknar. Everyone heard of Shari Niknar because when you were little boys, you heard the story about the two doors of Niknar that floated in the ocean, and miraculously, I'm not going to tell you the story. So the Shari Niknar were gates. Where were they? Where were the gates? They were on the top. You see the diagrams of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash. They were rounded steps, like they have in Borough Park, going up to the doors, 15 steps. And that's where the Levian played that music. And when you go up those 15 steps, now why can Levian play music there? You can't play music in the base of Mikdash, because that's still the Machna Leviyah. That's the Chelak HaLeviyim. And on those 15 steps they play music, and you go up to 15 steps, and they have gigantic doors, Shari Niknar. When you walk into the Shari Niknar, you're in the Machne Yisrael, Machne Shchina, different dinim. Machne Shchina, Tomei Meis can't go. Tomei Meis, I mentioned to you the other day, is really allowed to go on the other side of the Kaisa. But so limitations depend on where you are. Now, a Mitzaira and a Balkeri are the discussion here. Now, a Mitzaira really is not supposed to go the Chlau, you know, on the other side of the Kaisa. But we say, or about, I'm sorry, about Keri, the Chlal, not supposed to go on the other side of the Kaisel, even after he's Tevil, and he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, that's what I mentioned, to go on the other side of the Kaisel, technically, Tommy Mace could go, but not about Keri or Azav. We would have to go to Mikveh properly, and then take off our shoes, and put away our money, and then we can go on the other side of the Kaisel. I keep on mentioning the Kaisel just a way for you to remember the rules, because rules of Tumah we forget. If you remember, halacha lemaisa, not lemaisa, but theory, halacha lemaisa, you could go on the other side of the kaisel, just not hazeh. As long as you retire from Keri and Zav, whatever it might be, and you wait for Harav Shemesh, so then you know this rule. Now, the Gemara deals with the following shaila, and there are two points in the Gemara. The Tanya. Mitzayra shechal shmini shaloi be'erev Pesach, v'ra'a Keri by b'yayim. Now, if it wasn't Erev Pesach, he'd wait for Harav Shemesh. And tomorrow we'd go in and be tar from the tzaras. But it's Erev Pesach. He doesn't want to miss a mitzvah seishesh bekaris. Raw carry by Bian Vitaval. So he's a tful yaim, a tful yaim. He's allowed to go on the machna levia, but not in the machna shchina. Amru chacham. Afa pisha ain't tful yaim acher. Nichnas and nichnas. Now there are two issues. First of all, how he goes in the Harabayas, which the Gemara says he's allowed to, and without Hail Vishdri Ishtri. And secondly, how he can stick his thumb into the Machne Shchina. So what about going on the Harabayas when you're Tzvul Yayin? So the Gemara has an expression, there's nothing to do with Hail Vishdri Ishtri. Mutav Sheyaba Yasei Sheish Bekaris, Yitcha Sei Sheim Bekaris. This Mutav is not Hail Vishdri. There's one Taisi Shonami, he explains the Gemara the way I'm explaining it. That Mutav Sheyavai is the heter for him to go into the Machna Levia. Mutav Sheyavai Yasei Sheish Bekaris, which is Karban Pesach, V'yitcha Sei Sheim Bekaris. V'am Rabbi Yechanan, V'atayra Afil Asei Lesbe. Rabbi Yechanan holds that aspect of going on the Harabayis is not even an Asei. Shem Yom Yishad Bekal Yehudel Nechatzer Achadosha. Yeshafat was a king, fourth king, right? Of when they split the Malchus, right, Rechavam and Aviyah and Asa and Yeshav. And Yeshav was the fourth king, was big tzaddik, Melech Tzaddikaya. And he was mitar everybody and brought everyone to bring a carbon. So he brought Vayama Yeshav Akal Yehud Lofnea Chatzar Achadasha. My Chatzar Achadasha wasn't a new Chatzar. Shlomo HaMelech built it just five generations earlier. Amar Rebbe, Shechitshu Bay Devar and Vamru Tviyan Leichnes Lamachna Leviyah. Alright, so in Machna Leviyah, the Shaila, Tful Yain, is the Reisa, is the Rabbanan. But the Karban Pesach is Zichid Doicha that. So Lagabe going on the Harabayis, that's nothing to do with Hal Vishdri, that's Mutav. What about going into the Machna Shchina? If you hold going on the Harabayis is only a Rabbanan, that's why it's Mutter. So but going to the Machna Shchina is Zichid Reisa? How is it Mutter for Tful Yain to go? He's also Betruma, Bekachim, and Bemigdash. How's he allowed to go? V'amarula matam hoyel v'hutel tzarasei hutel l'kiriyei. So Rashi, what's taich matam? Matam is not going on what we said, that he could go into Harabayis. Matam, that he could stick his thumb in. Ula holds, bia b'miksa shma bia. Even sticking your thumb into a makom yisur is aser. So matam, how can he stick in his thumb? Teretzit hoyel v'ishtri yishtri, meaning. A mitzayra is also not allowed to stick his finger into the Harabayis, into the Machne Shchina. But Ishtari, but we say he's allowed to stick his thumb in, so he should spritz the dam on his thumb. The dam they can't take out. The dam has to stay in the Migdash. So he sticks in his thumb, his bayin yad and bayin regel, and they spritz on it. Hayal v'Ishtari, since he's allowed to stick in his thumb despite the fact that he's a Mitzayra, Ishtari is allowed to stick in his thumb despite the fact that he is a Tful Yayim as well. That's the taich of Hoyle Vishri Yishli. That once one Aveira is Hutter, in other Aveira is Hutter. Svara. I don't know, I had a hard time. Rabbi Chanan says something, I don't know. It's a long Rabbi Chanan Simin Yud. Just, he says there are three types of Hoyle Vishri and Shas. By the time I went to all the three types, I was already too confused to figure out the Svara. So I'm not sure what the Svara is. We'll just take it now as a Kabbalah, as a Shten Gemara. Hayav Ishtri, Ishtri, once there's a heter to stick in the thumb, even though you're a Metzaira, there's a heter to stick in the thumb, even though you're a Tfilya. Im Kain, I would have said, once you can be Miyabin, even though you're a Eshesach, can be Miyabin, even though it's the other Achaisisha or Bita or the other Yisurim. So therefore, I need a Lech. As a Shteta on the Gemara, this is the Chiddush of Hayal Vishdui Yishdui, which Sichon needs some Hesber. Taisus next, it helps a little bit, Taisus Rav Amar. We'll get to it. So everyone brings here the Kasha of the Turiyat. The Megillah Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, I believe. Maybe Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amid Beis. The Turiyat asks a Kasha that everyone tumbles over and take a lot to tumble. We all know that a kohen who's not allowed to be metameh is metameh to seven krivim. Even though kohen is not metameh, but to the seven krivim, he's metameh to parents, or children, siblings, or a wife. Actually, only to a sister who's not married. Once a kohen's sister gets married, he's not allowed to be metameh to her. But he's allowed to be metameh to seven krivim. I think we all should also know that a nazir is not metame even to Shiva Krayv. Who's the only one another is metame to? Meis Mitzvah. Mara says a Meis Mitzvah can be metame, but nobody else. A Nazir is also to be metame to anyone. So Zok the Turi Evan. Now listen to this. What happens if he's a Kayin and a Nazir? What does logic dictate if he's a Kayin and a Nazir? And he loses a relative? Huh? I have to go to Harvard for this one.
Huh? No.
Sure, sorry. So you should not be allowed to. He's a Kohen and a Nazir. So you should not be allowed to. And the truth is not allowed to. It's a Pasuk. The Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk? It's a Svara. The Turi Evan, no. You should be allowed to. Hayol v'ishtari. Ishtari. This a Kohen is mutter to be metame. So this a Nazir also should be mutter. Now, we have to explain, he means in a case where the relative died and he wasn't a Nazir yet. He was a Kayyid. So it was Ishtri. And now he's Makabal Naziris. And now he has to Shaiva. So Hayal the Ishtri, since Alf Kayyid, he already had a Heter. Ishtri, Alf Nazir, should have a Heter. That's the case he means. That's what Zerub Shmuel explains. That was, he had a Heter Alf Kayyid, he should have a Heter Alf Nazir. But there's no Hayal v'Ishtari. See, that's what's so strange about the Kasha. That's what it seems in this Gemara. Hayal v'Ishtari means once one Aveira became Mutter, so the other Aveira should become Mutter. But it comes out queer. The whole Kasha is strange. If he's Yisrael at a Nazir, not be Metame. Kind of Nazir, then he could be Metame. Weird, isn't it?
Ishtari or just the
lab doesn't apply? That's one of the Mahalchim to answer. One second. But this is the Turi Evans Kasha that everybody tumbles about. Everyone tumbles. Why don't you say, Kayin Nazir, Hayal v'Ishtri for a Kayin to be Metame? So if he's a Kayin and a Nazir, he also should be allowed him to be Metame. This is the Kasha they ask. So there are a bunch of different Terutzim. A number of different Terutzim. The Terutz that Yanki started to say is in Rabbi Chanan. In Simon Tess. Simon Yud is Arichos. Simon Tess is goes on Turi Evan. Simon Tess Oishei. He says a teretz, which Rav Shmuel brings a similar teretz from the Imre Moshe. Imre Baruch. They say a very nice teretz. But teretz is not true according to everybody. It's a teretz according to some Rishayim. There's a Shaila by a kayin to his kraivim if it's hutra or dechuya. The way Rabbi Chanan explains, some isurim are averis that there's a heter, and some isurim there never was an avera. For example, here's a good example. Chelev of a behema is awesome. We all know they have to do the trebering, they have to remove the chelev. By a chaya, there's no din. You shech the deer, you don't treber, you don't take out the chelev. The chelev is mutter. Has chelev. But chelev chaya is mutter. What? The gen anosha or the chutei dam. But the chelev, removing the chelev, is not needed by a chaya. Is that pshat hutra? No. It never was an issur in the first place. Let's say dam is asur. Dam adam, if your tooth is bleeding. There's no issur. I mean, I'll tell you, when your finger's bleeding, there's no issur to drink dam adam. It's marasayim in Rabbanan. That's why if it's in your mouth, it's no marasayim, there's no issur. If your mouth is bleeding, then there's no issur. Dam adam, so we say dam adam is ishtari? Not ishtari. It was never asr. The Torah never asked dam adam. It asked dam behema. There it asked dam chay also. Never dam adam. So Rabbi Chanan, a kayin to his kraivim is a heter that the pshat the Torah never asked. The Torah said, kayin, you're not allowed to be metamet to the whole world except your seven kraivim. We never asked. It's not ishtari. It's not there's a mitzvah to be metamet to kraivim, so it's ishtari. No. There never was an ishtari in the first place to kraivim. So therefore, so Rabbi Chanan, there's no hayl to ishtari ishtari. By our Gemara, there is an isser for a mitzayra to go into the machneshtim. We said that to become tar, you can stick your thumb in. Not a heter, always to stick your thumb in. You can stick in your thumb when it's the seventh day, you need to be shrimp. So there, it's hayl to ishtari ishtari. It's an aveira that was hutter. Masha'en came by Thomas Kayan. There was no aveira that was hutter, that we should say hayl to ishtari ishtari. There never was an aveira in the first place. No, we should say hayl to ishtari ishtari. It's a very nice teretz. Mochanan says it, and Imre Baruch says it. Except there's one slight problem. The teretz is not true lahalacha. We don't pask in hutra. And this is what Shmuel says. This is Shmuel, he says, time is on this teretz. That's not true. They're like the Rambam. The Rambam says, Tumas Kain is only hutra. Tumas Kain is only hutra. It's a big nafkamina. People today are mezalzel in it. Not the kainim know this, except some kainim, but not the kainim know it, and not you would think that the Shemri Adas or the Shemri Achayma, that they know, they don't know the halachas either of Tumas Kainim. And that halacha is that because it's hutcha, a kain is not allowed to go into a room where there are two mace. If his kariv is there and a different mace, it's awesome. It's awesome to go in. Rav Chaim Eisa has a tshuva. It's not a chiddush in the tshuva. The shayel said it to him, and he says it's pasha that way. That a kain is not allowed to go into a place where there are two mace, where his kariv plus another mace is there. It's a problem in a lot of these places. They have they open the door to bring in the mace to a room which has many mace, and the kainim are there. Going to the Beis HaKfaris is also not so pashit. To go to the Beis HaKfaris, and generally for the Tumah D'Rabbanan, they're matir to go. I must have mentioned the past. Rapam told me that when his father passed away first, he didn't know if he should go to Beis HaKfaris or not. He called Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said that he could go if he stays in the middle of the road. He doesn't go by Kfarim, and they throw in the first shovel full, he has to leave. First shovel of earth, he has to leave. So he did it. Afterwards, he was ma'ayin into the union. When his mother passed away, he didn't go b'chlal. Rav Moshe says b'chuyev to go. He didn't go b'chlal. He said the whole thing is not kedai. You have to be careful when you walk, not to go under a tree. That's ma'ayin. So some places the kainim are buried by the edge, so the kainim could go. But there's only so many edges to a Beis HaKfaris, and it's not always doable. So it's not so pashut. But they do. If they don't ask me, I don't say anything. But
what's the problem with those chapels that they have numerous bodies inside the building at the same time?
inside the building there's a way of working it out. The problem is when they open the door to take in the mace, I don't know, for some reason it's a theatrical thing that they have to take in the mace in front of everybody. I don't know why. They could take the mace and put the mace there after the tyrant. It doesn't. But that's the way they do it. I don't know. They bring in the mace after in the middle. When they open the door, if there are other mace in there, then it's a chamal. What? Even before they take it in. But if they bring it in beforehand, there wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be a problem if they close the door, you have to
understand.
Another
mace in there that they're going to take out after that.
Then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. What? I don't want to go through all the dinim of Tumas mace. There is a problem. There is a way of working it out. If it's Saifei Lotzeis through that door, it's a problem. If they do Saifei Lotzeis through the outside, it wouldn't be a problem. But anyway, my point is, getting back, that we paskin Tumas Chutcha. We paskin that Tumas Kainim is Chutcha, and therefore this Teretz, Rav Shmuel Tainis, is not a good enough Teretz. A good Teretz like some Rishayim. But it's not a good Teretz like all the Rishayim, because... What? If you learn Eish HaSach, there's no Issa B'chlal, then it'll be a Raya, say, Hel Vishnu Rishi, always, that's a good time. Yeah. Right, anyway, Rabbi Kivager says a different Teretz, which, while pretty simple, makes the whole Sugya better. Rabbi Kivager and Svara always fixes things. Rabbi Kivager says, and you have to look to Tosfos Rava to appreciate it, which is next daf. So, Rabbi Kivager says, there's no such thing as Hel Vishnu Rishi, by two averus that have no shakas to each other. It's not true. You don't say Hail Vishtri Ishtri. You say that that once there's a heter to a chayla, is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, so you can eat nevela already. Hail Vishtri Yom Kippur, so it should be Ishtri to eat nevela. Why not? Taka. It's only Hotcha. Why don't you say once you can eat on Yom Kippur, you can eat Shreifus already? It's not a kasher. Hail Vishtri Ishtri. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you don't say Hoyle the Ishtri Ishtri on two unrelated Averis. You only say Hoyle the Ishtri Ishtri where the two Averis are related, Mitzaira and Valkari, the same Mister of Tomei going on the Harabayas. It's Shemech and Nanish. The Isra of Eshazach and Achais Isha, the Taka separate Bavim, but the Torah puts them together in the Issacharis. At the end of the parashas of the Nichrishu and the Fashis HaOisais, it puts them all in one Issacharis. The Surim are related to each other. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you can't go to other cases and say, Hayov Ishtri, we never heard of it in Shas. Shas is not full of cases of Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. Kayin, Nazir, two separate parashiyos. They're not related to each other. The parasha Kayin, parasha Nazir. You don't say, Hayov Kayin is Mutta, Nazir is Mutta. No such thing. They're unrelated. Where do you have a case of Nazir and Valkari? Mitzar and Valkari. Mitzar and Valkari. Because the Isser of not coming into the Migdash is one Isser for all Tumis. All Tumis are Muzir in one lav. There's not one lav for this and one lav for that. The truth is that here, if Tosis says. Tosis says that you only have a right for Mitzar and Valkari to Tosis Rav Amar. He's going to on Rava later. He says Rava doesn't have a chal of Ishtri Ishtri. But it's because of Shem Echa. But Kivega is adding to the Tosis that Eish HaSach and Achais Ish is also related, because it's grouped together one is. But to say that two totally different Averis become Hutra in one shot, it's an Arish HaSach. And Kivega says it doesn't make sense to chal. I shouldn't say it's an Arish, because obviously Turiyadin and the Hittim Ribar of Achana understood it that way. I shouldn't say it's fully, but it's a tremendous chiddush. Taka according to Rav Chanan, why is it a kasha? On Yom Kippur, once you're allowed to eat, you should already eat of this din of kal kal. So kal kal, you have to eat the kula dika. Okay. Taka, why is there a din of kal kal? Why don't you say yishtri yishtri? That's a question. But anyway, that's Rav Kidega's teretz, which is a seems to me a much more. The first has a good teretz of Yold Hutra. It's also Gishmak teretz, but it's just not true because Yold Hutra doesn't apply here. Okay, so we learned Hoyle Vishtri Ishtri. We have this one daf left and a couple of days left. So please keep up, learn the Gemara, at least the Gemara Shin Taisis, to stay ahead. I do want to point out the bottom Taisis of Amar Ula, which I pointed out in the past, is the Yisoy, they tzech into all over Shas, that an Aveira that's Mefurish Bekra is more Chomer than an Aveira Dairaisa that's learned from a Drasha. That's a tremendous Chiddush. If we have time, we'll get to Rabbi Chanan Kuntres Divrei Shurim. I remember he has Kuntres Divrei Sefer has a Shtikl Torah on this, but that's the Chiddush of Taisus. An Aveira that's Mefurish Bekra is more Chomer than Aveira Sheinu Mefurish Bekra. Okay, it's Hashem, we'll get to it tomorrow.